This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're looking for something to laugh about and a little lightness in your world, maybe check out Scott Capurro. He does 10 minutes of comedy every night at 8. He has been during the quarantine anyway. He has booked a live show apparently for July, so that part of the world is changing. And on Saturdays, he does a full half hour of comedy. The guy's, I really feel like he's come into his own on Instagram, of all places. I just, you know, if you're looking for something to brighten your day a little, maybe check out our friend Scott Capurro.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, so please send us whatever it is you're thinking, and we'll read them at the very least to ourselves, and then hopefully you'll hear yourself on the air at some point. And here's where we do most of that, reading back your texts. Let's see. Vinny, they didn't track cell phones in China. Satellite photos showed a huge spike in the number of cars and parking lots at several hospitals in Wuhan, leading officials to believe many people were suddenly sick. Yeah, when I mentioned the story the first time, it was off the cuff and I didn't have the story in front of me. I did go back and redo the story mention the blurb, and it was satellite photos. So that was my mistake, remembering the story when I mentioned it the first time. That video was Kimberly Jones, author of several books. Say her name so people know instead of that lady.
You know, I was looking at the post on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And you're right. I thought she was a random person that was at a protest. And maybe he put it in the credits, but he also did not say her name, I don't believe, when I watched the show. I could be mistaken. I thought that speech that she gave, and by the way, you can see what we're talking about. This was on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. A woman by the name of Kimberly Jones gave an impassioned, just incredibly impactful speech. Not even a speech. She's yelling. She's ranting at the end of his show. And it's worth the 7 minutes of your time that it takes. And as it turns out, someone pointed that out on the thing. And I said, well, there's someone whose book I need to read, because what she said was just, it's amazing. I was really impacted by it.
Morning, Alice family. Our allergies were so bad yesterday too. Glad we weren't the only ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that that's what it was. I mean, I actually was getting scared last night as I woke up the 10th time coughing. I'm like, oh no. Oh, it can't be. No, right. Coronavirus. No.
After all this time. And then it turns out Marianne's the one that got you sick. I mean, imagine that.
Oh, I have to take her for a hike.
Let's see here. 559 says, I'm sorry, but it's getting harder and harder to listen to you guys, especially with your political talk. Ugh.
Well, I'm very sorry that you feel that way. But, you know, it's stuff that needs to be said. You know, I get it. It's tiring for people. Are you kidding me? My mom has been talking to me about it. Please stop talking about it. You know what? Okay. That's what everybody wants, is for us to stop talking about it. And I'm not going to. So there.
Is Vinny's side piece available for replay? Replay, I think, is what you're going for there. Looked on the radio app, but couldn't find it. No, the way you replay that is you go look up the playlist, and then you seek out the songs. I don't believe that they're cutting that hour and
making
it available.
That's not a podcast or something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe they should.
All this racism talk, you just lost me. Click.
Okay, well, sorry. Go back to your comfy life. Some hard truths out there right now. I get it. I totally get why people want to back away from it. Try reading and watching things, or don't.
Is it okay? I struggle between understanding and supporting Black Lives Matter and supporting police. I'm a 31-year-old white lady.
What was the original question? Is it what?
Is it okay? I struggle between understanding and supporting Black Lives Matter and supporting police. I'm a 31-year-old white lady.
Well, I don't know if it's okay. I mean, I'm not here to speak for that, am I? I don't know. I think that, you know, you and I have both. I really, you know, as a white person, the police respond. I call 911. There they are. Do I think there are systemic problems? I do. I think it's all okay, and it should all be examined. I'm not trying to tell people how to live their lives.
Well, I could answer the question, I would say yes, it's okay. I think all of us are struggling with when you look at police and the hard work they do. Chris Rock actually, and I think he was talking off the cuff, and I know that I read this on the internet, so maybe he never said it. But he actually said something addressing the police, and I believe I told you this once before. He was talking about how being a cop is a super hard job, really, really hard, and they probably should be paid way more money. And he also says, though, that it's such an important job that you can't really have a few bad apples. It's not an option, just like you can't have a bad apple pilot of an airplane. It's not an option at American Airlines for them to have a couple bad ones among the many good ones.
Chances are you'll get a good one, you know.
And he's making a very good point, which is, yes, there are a lot of great police, and they do, plenty of people can point to the times that they've gotten the help they needed when they needed it. And so, yes, it's okay to struggle with that. Absolutely, I think.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're a bad person because you feel bad that police are, you know, as a whole, are being looked at now when you know that there have been some good ones. There also was a guy who kneeled on a dude's neck and killed him.
Yep.
In the street.
And that's not an isolated incident. Whether you support police or not, you have to acknowledge that there's a problem there. There's a problem.
Vinny, my wife and I watched the wrong Missy, but God, this thing just keeps resetting and pulling off the page. I have to print these. I'm just going to have to print them. I just lost the one I was reading because why does it do that?
I don't know about it.
Yeah. Our text program, look, sorry, I'm reading our text where I've moved forward. I'm, you know, scrolling up and then it just resets and just yanks off that page. I'm like, dude, I'm in the middle of being on the air reading that. What's
you know,
that?
Maybe. Oh, go ahead.
More texts are probably being added, and it just jumps. It probably just throws you off.
I'm
the page.
Sure that's it. So maybe you should have a document open, and then just cut and paste into that. And you might even be able to like flip the order or something if you did it that way, or scroll upward.
Okay.
Because I know it's a problem.
Where was that? Oh, here it is. My wife and I watched Wrong Missy on your recommendation. OMG, we haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Thanks. Any other recommendations? Maybe you should start a new segment where you give us your pick of the week. That's from Napa Bob.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I really am not able to watch enough of anything right now to be able to do that, but I do try to mention what I've watched when I've watched something. I also watched a show called The Lovebirds and thought it was pretty fun and kind of funny. And Sarah hated it. So, you know, that goes...
I didn't hate it. I was like, I liked the Wrong Missy... even better. I just, neither one of those was like, those aren't ones I'm going to go forward in time with. Like, oh, remember that one? But I like Bill and Ted, so I have terrible taste in movies. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. You know, Morning. Don't trust me for recommendations.
Tim the pilot here. I had $2,000 worth of damage from rats under the hood of my truck. Solution after fixing is to put a bag of mothballs under my hood, and that took care of any further rodents.
Oh, do they hate that smell?
I guess
that would make sense, right? It does smell terrible. If you ever been to your nana's house and smelled mothballs, you know what I'm talking about. And I guess that would keep rodents and moths alike away from it. That's awful, though. Imagine that. You go to start up your car and, like, all these little rat parts start falling out of it. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Someone wrote in confirming what Bryn said, which is the insulation is made of rat-tasty stuff, and that's why they're in there.
Yum.
Come on, car companies. You got to get something not rat-tasty.
They probably will now. I think it's just now that everybody's at home not driving their cars.
Sitting in their cars and the vermin infest.
Sentinel Steve here from 831. Boardwalk has opened several food kiosks only so tourists wandering by can get a corn dog, cotton candy. Full operation, full opening will be a long, slow process. Mini golf and arcade will be preparing to open next. When told they can. So that was what made the news today was that Santa Cruz County and Monterey County are going to be sort of opening back up, but the beaches will remain closed. So I guess that allows businesses to sell stuff. And if you want to come by, great, but you can't go sit on the beach, which is usually the big draw.
Right. You let your boardwalk. You let your kids hang out at the boardwalk and you go sit on the beach. Is Vinny gone?
I'm right here. Where'd you go?
Am I gone? Go. I just don't see your picture anymore. Look like you left.
low battery remaining. Hold on.
That's what's going on.
Uh-oh.
Man, I got that bigger phone. I don't know when that was, a couple years ago, because I thought, I'm going to stop carrying it anyway. I don't want to carry it. Right. I can't stand the huge phones. I don't know why everyone wants those. The next one will be as small as possible. I'm over it.
It's the 10X Max.
That's what I got. What do you got?
I think that's what I have. Yeah.
Yeah, we all
you
have
like
the same
that? Phone. You like the size of that thing?
I do. You know, here's what I like. I like it because I can make the print big and read it. Because it's impossible for me to see. But we have this little, see this little thing here? Do you remember these old? I don't know if this is like five or something.
It's like
the ones with the flat sides.
Yeah.
And I use this one. It's sort of like a random phone that is hooked up to our Wi-Fi. Like I can use it to set up like a time-lapse photo or something. I do a lot of that crap. And I will say, the thing about this is you can hold it in your hand and get your thumb to any place on the screen. Which is, you want that. This huge. I need two hands to adjust it, and I drop it all the time because it's so freaking huge. Like
Jobs'
this is
original,
the right size.
Jobs' original story was he wanted your thumb to be able to control the thing, and you could use it with one hand. That was the whole design. But phones got bigger and bigger and more powerful, and now people use them
tablets,
like computers and for TV screens,
right?
So I get that, but I don't use it for any of that. So I'm going back to this. And the new one, by the way, the 12 that's coming out, I guess.
Oh, my God. There's a 12 now?
No, it's not out yet. It's coming out in, normally the launch is September. But it will have the square edges like that 5 that you're holding in your hand.
I like the square. I like that because you don't need a tripod to stand it up. It's nice. Do they make small ones? Do they make them this size still, or is even the smallest one small?
I think the smallest one is bigger than that, but I do think they make a small one, and the new one will have a small one as well, which I will get when it comes out.
Yeah, I like.
I'm already saving for you, Apple. Don't let me down.
We all are.
It like fits in the palm of my hand. Yeah, don't worry, Apple. You'll be getting our money.
We're working on it. I'm saving right now. Hey, Sarah, can you share the watch list that Marcus gave you?
Yes. And actually, we have another watch list with some of the stuff in common on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a reading list and a watch list on there. And Vinny and I always, we read a ton. about many subjects, not just about what's happening in the world today. And we often will post a short reading list, like if, especially if we're talking about one book in particular a lot. So you can always find that stuff on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Days is still on TV, and Judy Evans plays Adrian Kyriakis. So that was written in because apparently she almost had both her legs cut off.
Yeah, I guess she's got coronavirus. She got it after falling off a horse and having to go to the hospital. And then, like, they were cutting into her leg and they didn't put her under. And, oh, my God. There were so many horrible parts to this story. Oh, including she's almost lost her legs twice or something.
Well, the big surprise to me was when someone wrote in, and if I could find it, but it was about, oh, here it is. Vinny from the 80s. She was Kayla Brady, Bo's blonde sister, who married a Kyriakis.
Oh.
Bo, of course, of, and do you remember Bo's girlfriend?
No. Oh, Bo and, no, I don't.
Bo and Hope.
Oh,
that was like right up there with Luke and Laura in the biggest love affairs of daytime drama
of
all times.
This was on Days of Our Lives or on
Days of Our Lives?
Okay.
No, Bo and
yeah,
Hope.
I don't. I remember Luke and Laura for sure. And I remember Frisco and Felicia, right? Weren't they a big one?
Yes. Good pull. Look at you go.
I think I might have only, I think I watched Another World and General Hospital. I don't think I watched Days of Our Life. I don't know. I watched whatever my mom had on, I guess.
Is that Bo and Hope you're showing us right now, Bryn?
Yeah, it's Bo and Hope.
Are they still on the show, I wonder?
Well, I wonder. Let me look.
Well, they were grown-ups when we were kids, so.
I know.
It's funny. Like, soap operas are such a strange thing. Like, some of them have run for ever. And the people, you wouldn't just kill off mom because she hit 40. So sometimes there's like really elderly people on there that are still playing the same role. It's crazy. Interesting.
Oh, OMG, I started to feel pain during my C-section with my second child. Yeah. I was able to tell the anesthesiologist. He looked over my open abdomen and asked where the pain was, then casually walked over to my IV and gave me more. It was surreal.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
Where's your pain? Where you're cutting.
Right.
That's where. Oh, my God. Well, they try to give you as little as they can get away with, right? Isn't that kind of the, you know, they don't want to overdo it? Give me,
yeah,
you know
I don't,
figure
I,
out what the least you can give me is and kind of give me like twice that. I'll take my chances. I don't want to feel any pain.
Right. I recently got knocked out for my colonoscopy.
Oh, you were totally out? I thought they do that kind of
No, I was talking to them and laying on my side, and they were like, get ready, you're going to... And then I was in the bed in another room, all
nice.
Done. Good morning. I'm catching up on old secret shows. Two questions. Did Sarah ever do a DNA test for Ancestry, and what happened with Susan getting a show?
Oh, yeah, I did do it. I got a DNA, like 23.
What was that? Yoga.
Yeah, Dramaste.
Yeah.
Dramaste. No, that never happened.
For
I don't
Bravo.
Believe. And now that
it just went
on the
away,
show,
huh?
We don't get an update on that.
Or maybe it's a big hit that we don't know about.
Yeah, that we just don't know about. Let's ask DeJesus. She watches all the reality TV. Have you seen the show Dramaste?
No. When I started interning here, I remember him talking about that. Human talking about that a lot, and then I never heard anything else.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. People talk about something a lot, and then it just goes away.
Right.
Texters have written in, Vinny, that Bo is it Bo and what was it? Hope and Mo.
Bo and Hope.
Yes.
Hope, I don't know. Hope is still on the show, but the other guy is not.
Oh, Bo left, huh?
I think they killed him off or something.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, he got in a car accident or something. Isn't that how they kill people on those shows? Or they get like a brain tumor.
Or some cheating scandal.
Right. Somebody murders them. That's exactly what happens on, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they fall in a well.
Sure.
I mean, it is
it's
daytime
soap opera,
drama,
right?
Whatever.
People can't just be like, oh, yeah, no, they got hit by a car. We never saw them again. I don't know what happened to them. Weird.
I don't know if I can say that word, but this person, 916, says they just tried something with their new boyfriend. They thought they'd never try that.
Does
but
it rhyme
here
with
we
leggings?
Are. LOL. What did you say?
Does it rhyme with leggings?
It does rhyme with that, yes.
Oh,
It sounds like the lady was the aggressor in the love making, and she was surprised that she'd done that.
No other details?
That's it. I just read it all to you here, but here we are, LOL.
That was in reference to the kink story that we're talking about earlier.
Yeah. People's kinks.
Sarah, I've read half of the Hunger Games prequel after Vinny asked you about it yesterday. I never thought I'd feel empathy for Snow.
I know. I don't want to give anything away. But keep reading.
707 says, hooray, sex talk nonsense. Yeah, that is our specialty for sure.
Hooray!
The last text about homeschooling sounds like maybe my wife sent that in. Everybody's people sent that in. Everyone is living that life right now.
Everybody hates
you
it.
You got kids, you are under it. Yeah. Worse than normal under it. Let's see if there's anything else in here. We're out of time. I'll just tap out. Oh, here, I wanted to read this one. Hey, Vinny, did you watch the documentary on the surfer Brittany Hamilton on Netflix? She's incredible. I haven't watched it, but I do know her story, and she's one of the most impressive people in the whole wide world. I just absolutely love. This is the little girl from Hawaii that had her arm bitten off by a shark, and she went on to continue to surf. And she's really good. And
weird aside to this, she last week's Johnny Pod, Hooman was on, and Hooman and Johnny were talking about Bethany Hamilton, but both talking about different movies.
Oh, it's Bethany, right. They wrote Brittany. Okay.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Brittany? It might be.
No, I think it's Bethany. I think you're right.
So they're both talking about it. And I guess there's one movie, I think it's called Soul Surfer, and it's her role is played by someone else. And then there's a documentary, and they're both talking about different movies. And they realize it at the end. But they talked for, I mean, that had to be 10 minutes of Bethany
it's
Hamilton.
Johnny's show, and he's talking about a movie he likes, and Hooman's
right.
there.
And so Hooman jumps like, on. But
wait, hold on. I know that. Let me tell you all about it. And then he takes over, but he's talking about an entirely different movie, which is
right.
So Hooman.
Oh, my God. And then they realize they're talking about a different movie. But if you want to hear talk about that, there you go.
She
all right.
is a hero, no doubt. Anyway, yeah, let's break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. Keep it here on Alice all day. If you're streaming us on radio.com, you know, say maybe your boss calls and you got to turn it down. Just turn it down, leave it on. Just leave it on 24/7, right? It's Jane. She'll be in later today and she would
the
appreciate
Wednesday
that as well.
Edition of Jane's show, too, by the way. It's Wednesday, everybody.
Hope day.
That means, like, you know, the hard part's over.
Right? Where it's all downhill to the weekend from here.
Right.
All right, we'll check you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.